This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update on the Wake Up Call. We are talking to Will this morning. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning.
So you went on a first date with a lady named Ava, and let's talk about where you guys met first.
We met online.
You met online. Okay. And what did you guys decide to do for a first date?
We just we went and had drinks and just got some dinner.
Okay. And
nothing too crazy.
Nothing about it spiked as a potential red flag. Nothing you can think of.
I mean, not really. I felt like we had a really good connection. I mean, it was incredible.
Did it end? Go ahead.
We had a really good connection. It was like almost spiritual. It was amazing.
Spiritual? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Did it end positively?
I mean, I think so. Like, you know, we hugged. And it was like a really good, like, long hug.
And she's kind of ghosted you ever since, right?
Yeah, she's not responding to anything.
Okay. Well, she responded to our phone call. We have her on hold, so we're going to talk to her while you're on hold. You'll be able to hear everything, and then we'll get an answer out of her. Then we'll conference everybody together. We'll see if we can get a second date. All right, so Will is now on hold. Let's talk to Ava. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. So you're on the second date update, and we just got done talking to Will, and he said that your date that you went on was great. He even said that it was almost spiritual, your connection. Are you laughing? Was that a laugh?
Yeah, that tracks for Will. Yeah,
it tracks. Okay,
what about him makes that track?
So Will is just not like, he's just very like in tune with the earth, I guess is what we can call it. It's just kind of weird. And like one big thing that just kind of turned me off immediately was that he wouldn't stop talking about like the vision board he's been working on.
Oh my God. So, what?
I don't know. It was just so strange. Like he just kept talking about the life he's manifesting and how he manifested us meeting and how he's, you know, talked about meeting someone like me forever. I'm like, I was just surprised he didn't ask me what time and where I was born so he can start dissecting my chart.
No, okay. What?
Okay. Okay.
Hold on a second. We got to get Will on. Will, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So there's your answer. Is all this true?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty passionate about being spiritual, and I believe in all of that. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's me. That's how I am. That's who I am.
When a man does this, I will say it does give me a different reaction than when a woman does it. And I do think that's a bit unfair, and it is kind of sexist, because if a woman tells me I've made a vision board, I am manifesting. I am letting the universe take me on. I'm just like, yes, sister, good, go get it. But when a guy is like, and I'm cutting out magazine clips of what I want, there's something about it that's just rubbing me the wrong way.
Is it because vision boarding is feminine, in your opinion?
I think it is traditionally done by women and girls.
So yes, you think it's a feminine activity.
That's not true. Yeah, I mean, I really don't appreciate like how you're cutting down making vision boards. Like, it's not just cutting pictures out of magazines or whatever you think. Like, there's a greater practice to it. I mean, it's a bigger thing than you're trying to describe.
She's laughing.
I don't want to laugh.
I'm not laughing at Will. I'm laughing at her laughing at Will.
I apologize if I was offensive.
Right. Yeah, shame on you, Katie.
In saying that you just cut things out of a magazine.
Right.
I'm a novice. So the times that I vision boarded usually was done more in my teen years.
Right. Well,
with like 17 magazine.
Exactly.
And usually it was like, and I will marry Leonardo DiCaprio from Romeo and Juliet, the Claire Danes version.
If it matters, Kevin still vision boards. He just does it digitally now, which is why it's mostly made up of guys with ripped abs.
Yeah.
With their shirts off. And he is manifesting ripped
abs. That body for himself.
Right. Okay. So, Ava, clearly, is there going to be a second date? Probably not, right?
No, I think he's to start manifesting some other girl that's into that, because it's not going to be me.
It's just that you're a very specific type, and there's definitely a girl out there that would love you.
I definitely feel that too.
Right. Yeah. Great.
That's totally okay. I totally get it. Sorry, that's just him. How I am.
All right. Peace be with you.
I don't know if that's what they
say,
either. But all right. It's a second date update on the wake up call. Namaste. We're going to take a short break now, but when we come back at 6:40, one of the best movies from our childhood in the 80s is finally potentially getting a sequel with the original cast. And we'll tell you what movie it is and the details at 6:40.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.